Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for being here, tuning in to the brighter side of life right here in the 805. And of course, we are talking to all my friends out there. And of course, it's like the week before Christmas and a lot of stuff happening. And I don't know, just take a deep breath with me right now. So I always like to start with something that is a little bit of inspiration. And of course, magic is believing in yourself. If you can do that, you can make anything happen. And I really believe that. I really believe is that we have to be our own best friends. So again, I thank you so much for joining us here. And always reach out to me if you've got anything that you would love to share on my show. I would love to hear from you. We do have some... Home Goods has donated a lot of their meals for the holidays, and we will be donating them out to some definite amazing centers out there and foundations. So I'm really excited to share that with everyone. So that you'll find out all about that. I do want to remind you of our number here to call in, and that number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number that you can call to get in touch with us, but also to win all these great things. And we've got some amazing things that I want to reach out to everyone for. So again, if you are calling in, just call in, leave us your name, your number, and what you're calling about, and one of our team members will get back with you. So again, for anybody that's just waking up, starting their day in a positive way, this is the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and Tom's here with me. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything's great, Kim. Always fun to be here on an early Saturday morning, waking people up with some great prizes.
There you go. And congratulations to you on your award last week, I think it was, right?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, we were at the Ventura Chamber. The Poinsettia Awards.
I know, yeah, awesome. Good job on that. So thank you for doing what you do. You
know? My pleasure as always.
There you go. All right, talk about some of our great gifts, and then I'll let everybody know who we're going to be talking to today.
LA Zoo Lights Nightly Admission. The LA Zoo Lights is a not-to-be-missed nighttime holiday light experience that will go all the way through New Year's for sure. As a matter of fact, going through to January 8th. It is brilliant. It is fun. It's the LA Zoo, only as they can dress it up. So we will have you there if you're a lucky winner. Kaneo Players Theater tickets for two to any performance, including The Hound of the Baskervilles, Amadeus, Reefer Madness. Got to see that. How about Sideshow, James and the Giant Peach, The Wizard of Oz. They do so many great productions there. Another theater on the other side of the county, Rubicon. Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol is still running and wowing audiences. Why wouldn't it? With Joe Spanow and Peter Van Norden, two great actors right here in town, and that is for the Rubicon Theater. The Holiday Ice Rink at the Lakes. You can celebrate the holiday season from now through January 31st. It's still wintry, and you can ice skate in Thousand Oaks outdoors. You got to see it to believe it. Famous Dave's Barbecue is back, 2770 Seaglass Way, Oxnard, and they have a great dinner for a lucky winner. And finally, Paul Martin's American Grill, located at the Promenade at Westlake Village. We have dinner there, too. So much fun. So many good, good prizes.
There you go. And let's just start off with some Rubicon. Everybody loves Rubicon. And, of course, it's A Christmas Carol. And I'd love to give a pair of tickets away to that. 805-419-0008. 419-0008. And if you don't win them here, you can always call Rubicon. And, of course, that is 805-667-2900. They're located right there on Main Street in Ventura. And you know what? I'm going to throw a pair of holiday ice rink tickets away too. And I'd love to give that. That's going to be going all the way to January 31st. And so definitely call in 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right. Our first guest this morning is Mark Coleman, and he's going to be talking about his book, Make Peace with Your Mind. What a good one. And, you know, we have to find mindfulness and compassion. And sometimes that inner talk, that negative talk, sometimes we need to change it to that positive talk and be our own best friends. That's something we talk about all the time on my show. And I'm right there with all of you. We need to make sure that we're our cheerleaders. So we're going to have fun talking with Mark. Also, I've got another Mark, Mark L. Twell, and he is the West Division leader for Humana. We're going to be talking a little bit about Humana and also, you know, about better health with Medicare and prescription plans. And then he's also started his own wine, so we're going to talk a tiny bit about that. And then lastly, we have Chelsea Crockett and with the movie Wish for Christmas. And so we're going to find out a little bit about that. And so all this great stuff for the holidays. And I hope that you are, you know, I don't know, in the past I've been so crazy and anxious through the holidays, and I'm like kind of in my zen. I'm like, I got already a couple of grifts and I'm not, you know.
It's frozen.
I know. Frozen. Okay.
Frozen.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
So you are now frozen.
I am in my frozen. I like that, Tom. Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. So again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And so, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about his book, and we are going to find out a little bit about that. I just kind of want to ask my listeners, what do you do for the holidays? Does everybody have, you know, exchange gifts, or how does that work at your home? Or do you feel like you are obligated to buy gifts, or do you buy them out of love? You know, what's your answer to that? I'd love to hear some feedback on that. How about the protocol for, you know, office work and all that stuff. In fact, there's a great new show that's out. I heard Office Party, and so we definitely love to have that. And so anyways, we'd love to, everybody go check that out. We're going to be going to that. I just had my anniversary this last week, and that was really fun. And so we went and did some fun stuff, massage, all that good stuff. So anyways, I think we got Mark on, and let's welcome Mark Coleman. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about who you are and of course, your book, Make Peace with Your Mind. And I love that.
Yeah. So I am a meditation teacher and coach and consultant. And I've been teaching in the meditation space for almost 20 years now and working with people all over the world. And I wrote my recent book, called Make Peace with Your Mind, How Mindfulness and Compassion Can Help Free You from the Inner Critic. Because having worked with people for so long, I see that one of the main challenges people have with their own sense of well-being and worth and peace of mind is the fact that we have these critics, these judgmental, negatively biased voices in our heads that continually reminding us that we're not good enough, smart enough, or haven't done enough. And when we listen to them and give them a lot of attention and authority, we tend to feel diminished and small and unworthy and whatnot. So that's why I wrote the book.
And how many books have you written?
So this is my second. My first book is called Awaken the Wild, How Mindfulness in Nature Can Help. Is a path of self-discovery. And that's one of my main passions in life is I love taking people out into nature, into the wilderness and into any nature setting with a contemplative awareness and how we can learn so much from the natural world.
And now here's a question. I love that because, I mean, when you're out there, you know, it just depends. Like there's people that are grounded by the water, you know, and then there's people that are grounded by the mountains and you know, whatever talks to them, correct?
Yes. I think most people would say that they found the deepest experience of the sacred or the mystery or the divine in nature. And it's very available. It's always present. And given the stressful times that we live in, it's really important that we have places where we get nourished and resourced. And nature is certainly one of those places that I found a lot of renewal and presence and peace of mind, and also learned a lot about the mysteries of life.
Wow. And let me ask you a question. Why do we have that inner critic? Is it our conscious mind talking to us? Is it our insecurity? Is it, you know, what does that come from? Is it our parents, like our talk that we've heard in our past?
Yeah, it's a combination of things. You know, it definitely can be the parental voices or any other influential figure, you know, siblings, you know, religious figures, etc. But it's just a voice that we develop. It's what Freud initially called the superego, which is basically a mechanism that helps us fit in with our family and culture and society. You know, as children, we have a lot of energy and passion and strong emotions, and a lot of that's not so acceptable into families or religions or whatever. So we have to learn how to sort of contain that. Otherwise, we get, you know, scolded and rejected in a certain way. And so we develop this habit of using judgment and shaming as a way to contain those wilder energy. And so, but the problem is over time, as we grow up, as we leave home, that voice continues telling us, you know, to be good and telling us that we should do this and not do that and judging us and shaming us. And, we actually have much more sophisticated ways of learning to decide and navigate life's difficulties and decisions than this negative shaming voice. And so it's important that we find other ways to work with ourselves and to how to navigate life's you know, complexities and challenges.
So let me ask you a question. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us right now or waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Mark Coleman, and we're talking about make peace with your mind. Can you actually really get, you know, over having that voice inside you? Is there an exercise that you could do besides, you know, obviously you're talking about meditation, but can you really overcome it?
Yeah, well, there's two ways to work with anything. You know, one is to learn to have a skillful relationship to it. So sometimes these things don't go away, and the critic may or may not go away. What's more important is whether we're impacted and affected by it. So, you know, in the book, I talk about using these primary foundation skills of mindfulness and compassion. So mindfulness is really this quality of awareness, this capacity to know our experience. And so the more mindful we are, the more we bring that awareness to our thoughts, we can start to pay attention to which thoughts are helpful, which thoughts are destructive, which thoughts are creative. And we can start to question some of those thoughts, some of those beliefs about our worth or value or goodness. We can, you know, there's a chapter in the book called The Inner Critic Toolkit, where I give various strategies and techniques of how to create space, how to see the judge more clearly, how to find a sense of humor with it, how to challenge it, how to love ourselves fiercely, how to bring compassion to the pain it brings. So there are many ways to work with it. And what I found over time in myself and others is when we do bring an awareness to it and we bring a skillful set of strategies and understandings to it, you know, it does diminish over time. And I've definitely seen people where it's really somewhat dissolved and they're no longer so judgmental and critical of themselves. So it's both are possible. We can either be free of the critic or we can be free of listening to it, of giving it authority and letting it land in us in a way that's challenging.
I love one of your chapters here, chapter 12, The Inner Boardroom, Understanding the Voices in Your Head, because I think we all have those voices, right? But it's almost like, okay, which one do I listen to? Is it my gut talking to me, or is it my, you know, my little girl, or, you know, for you little guy talking to you, like telling you, been down this road together, you know what I mean? So how do you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. We do have a lot of voices in there. Well, I mean, you know, what I call voices, they're really just thought streams.
Thoughts, okay, yeah. We don't want all our listeners to think, okay, those two are a little crazy.
We have the coaching voice that's always encouraging us, or we have the taskmaster that's telling us we can't take a break because we've got all these things on our to-do list, or we have the, the critical voice that says we're never enough, it's never enough money, never enough friends, never enough whatever, publicity. So we have different ways that the judge manifests critically. And so it is helpful to notice them. It's helpful to notice, you know, whose voice does this sound like? You know, does this sound like dad? Does this sound like mom? Does this sound like my high school teacher? You know, because we often internalize those voices and then use that voice to, you know, judge and criticize ourselves. And, you know, that would, it would all be fine if that was actually a helpful thing. And people often say, hey, I wouldn't get out of bed if I didn't have my judge with a stick, you know, telling me I'm lazy and not going to get to work. And, you know, my beef with that is that, you know, when we listen to these voices and give them attention and authority, which we often do, then there's no end to that criticism, because it does have this sense of never enoughness, never good enough, never smart enough, never enough money, whatever. And so when we give authority to those voices, we end up being somewhat enslaved to this never-ending cycle of doing and improving. And, you know, it's, so there's no resting with and accepting ourselves and appreciating ourselves and seeing the goodness in ourselves as we are.
Right, right. Mark, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay on with us?
Sure, of course.
Okay, great. When we come back, I'd love to have you take us through some kind of, you know, maybe tasks or lessons that we're going to find in your book that we can kind of going through the holidays and working our way into the new year of things that maybe we can look back and do different.
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we have something new, and I would love to share it with all of you. And, of course, that is the LA Zoo Lights. And it's a nightly admission, and, oh, my gosh, it's going to be so much fun. I've got tickets to that. And, of course, you know, this year has grown, and so we've got lots of stuff. We're going to be talking to somebody from the zoo in, I think, my next show. So I hope that you stay with us all the way till 8 o'clock. And, again, I'd love to give a pair of tickets away for that. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'll be right back. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
It's all cold down along the beach.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Rubicon Theater Company brings back acclaimed holiday hit, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, starring Broadway, TV, and film veterans Joe Spano of NCIS as Jacob Marley and Peter Van Norden as Scrooge. Along with a 23-member cast, this heartwarming production received a Critics' Choice rave reviews from numerous publications. Adapted by producing artistic director Carol Lynn Burns and directed by Brian McDonald, this innovative retelling of the classic is presented as a play with music. Children will thrill at the highly theatrical elements, with characters playing inanimate objects and animals on a multi-level set. And adults can look forward to the faithful treatment of this timeless tale. Make your holidays extra special this year with this astounding, awe-inspiring show. A Christmas Carol runs December 7th through December 24th on Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. We are here all the way till 8 o'clock. And of course, we talk about the brighter side of life. And I would love to give another pair of tickets away. And that's what we love to do back here, is just really give back to all of our listeners. And I've got Caneo Players Theater. And of course, they are playing, let's see, what is it? Hold on, I got to get it out because it's their last one for the year. Amadeus, there you go. See, Thomas always helps me. Thank you so much, Amadeus. And we've got tickets for that. So if you don't win them here, you can always go to CaneoPlayers.org, or you can call them at 805-495-3715. But right now, you can call us here at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right. We are talking with Mark Coleman, and we're talking about make peace with your mind. What a simple thing that you would say to make peace with your own mind, but it's really like the hardest thing you could do, right?
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's what we struggle with, and everybody would like to have a peaceful mind and a peaceful life. And, you know, again, the reason I wrote the book was because, you know, this habit of judging and criticizing and putting ourselves down is definitely a big interruption of that inner peace. And so, you know, the first things we do is we bring this quality of mindful attention, of awareness, and we begin to pay attention to, you know, what's happening in our mind. What kind of thoughts are there? You know, are we persistently judging ourselves or judging others? You know, are we cultivating and strengthening that habit of looking at the negative, looking at what's wrong, looking at people's faults, right? So we recognize them, and then we, you know, even just making a mental note, oh, look at that, I'm judging. And not judging the judging, because we can get into judging the judging the judging. We just notice, we name it, and then we be curious, you know, do I listen to that voice? Do I believe that thought? Do I give it a lot of authority? Do I live in fear of the critic's judgment?
Well, Mark, you actually break it down into like five parts, right?
The book's divided into five parts in terms of both understanding the critic, looking at its origin, looking at the various strategies we can employ, looking at how we can live, you know, beyond the critic.
Right.
So, they're all important. And, you know, both this awareness is important to see when we're doing it. And then to employ, you know, there's a chapter called the Inner Critic Toolkit, where I list a lot of different tools and techniques, whether it's learning to, you know, be present, noticing the difference between a judgment and just a discerning thought, which is just, you know, ways that we need to assess and discriminate in ourselves and in life versus this negative laden judgment about our value.
Right.
But I also advocate using a sense of humor. You know, finding the silliness of the critic in that we can never do it right. It will tell us to do one thing and then judge us for doing it later. And
you work with a lot of different people, obviously, through these, correct?
I do, yes.
What is the most popular? I hate to ask that, but what is the most popular inner critic that most people have?
Well, that's a good question. A lot of them get lumped into one big critical voice. But I think, one of the main voices we have is what I call imposter syndrome. And I write about that in the book, where there's that sense that we feel like a fake or a fraud, or if people really found out what we were really like, you know, in our jobs or in our relationships.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah. So, you know, and people, you know, like I talk about Meryl Streep in the book, who, you know, one of the most Academy awarded actresses. And she said, you know, she still thinks, why would anybody come to see my movies? I can't act.
Wow. I mean, that's interesting that she would feel that way. And I'm sure that's just a normal feeling that we all feel then, correct?
Yeah, most people, if we listen to that voice that tells us we're not good enough, that's always looking at our faults, then we will, of course, feel like we're not good enough, that we're fake, that we're, you know, we're pulling the wool over people's eyes. So, you know, we need to have a more accurate self-assessment, which means, you know, with self-awareness, we can see both our strengths and our challenges. And we all, of course, all have our, you know, places that need a little work. But when we listen to the critic, all we hear is that we're wrong, bad, stupid.
Not worth it. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to spend a lot of money on myself because I'm not worth it. I was right. Someone somewhere, something happened that you didn't think that you were worth it. Correct.
Right. Right.
So. Yeah. So, Mark, tell us, how do we change those thoughts? How do we switch that gear? And almost I remember, you know, my mom used to say, cancel, 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 you know, almost to get those thoughts into a positive place. What would you say to do?
With the judgmental thoughts. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there are many different. There's no one strategy that works, and that's why we need a toolkit. So sometimes noticing them, sometimes ignoring them. Sometimes I'll just say, "Oh, thanks for your opinion. Thanks for your point of view. That was really helpful. I didn't know that I was stupid for doing that." And so I make a joke of it. I'm light with it. I acknowledge it. And sometimes, you know, one of the mistakes we get into is we try to defend ourselves and rationalize against the critic. And as soon as we do that, we've given the critic authority, because we're even giving it the time of day to have a conversation. And we mostly just want to notice it. And, you know, we might want to investigate, you know, what's really going on here? Why am I judging myself? Maybe because we're feeling vulnerable. We don't want to be seen to be looking bad at work or whatever. So we can, you know, we can actually, you know, probe a little deeper to see what's really going on underneath the fear and the negativity of the judgment.
So Mark, let's just see, you know, let's just wrap this to the end here. If so, I was in there seeing you, and here, you know, I talk on the radio all the time. Tom does too. And so we had a bad day. We thought, why are we here? Why are we thinking this, right? What would you tell us as your patient or your, you know, your client?
Yeah, you know, I would say, you know, notice the judging thought, and then see if you can let that negatively toned judgment go, and then, you know, make an accurate assessment, or, you know, talk to a colleague, or, you know, ask yourself, is it really true? You know, the critic tends to go from, you know, a data point to a sweeping generalization about ourselves, like, you know, maybe you don't have the best radio show, maybe it's a difficult conversation happens. And so you go, and so, you know, with our wise mind, we just reflect, okay, then I could have done this and could that, and I'll learn, and I'll, you know, grow from that experience. Whereas the critic comes in and just says, well, that was useless. That was stupid. In fact, not just that was useless, but you're useless. Right? It makes it.
Oh, so it just spirals down from there, right?
Spirals down.
Right.
So,
right.
So we need to see the difference between, you know, a healthy way of, you know, analyzing our experience.
I think, you know, I'm going to make, and this is what really what I talk about on my show, is make yourself your, you know, and that critic that you're talking about, your best friend. and you know what I mean? And just really turn it around so that that's the one helping you going, you know, okay, I'm going to do a good job. Yeah, you are going to do a job. You know, so you're not hearing that negative. I always used to say fake it till you make it. Now all my kids tell me it back. But I think you kind of need to, like, grab a hold of that inner thought in there, that inner critic, and say, no, we're not going down that road. You know, are you trying to tell me something? But I'm going to listen. I'm going to learn. But I'm going to go on. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's definitely one way to go, is you listen and you see what it's saying, and then, you know, it's almost like switching radio stations, because we kind of know what it's going to say. The critic is not coming up with very many original things.
Yeah.
It says the same things every day.
Right.
So it's really a question of noticing it, but really giving, you know, other healthier parts of our mind more attention and more weight, really. So, and not believing, you know, the things the critic says. And even if we do believe it, just because we believe it doesn't mean we need to hear it time after time after time, just as we wouldn't let a friend remind us 50 times a day that we'd forgotten something, but we let the critic do that. We need to find a way to be a little firmer, a little clearer, and to be orienting away from that negatively toned voice.
Sounds good. Mark, where do we find your book?
So if you go to markcoleman.org, that's Mark with a K, coleman.org, and you'll find information about the book. You can order it from there, and information about all my other meditation, teaching, consulting work, and my nature work.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us here on my show, The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And also check out our podcast, too, on iTunes. And please share all of our stuff with everyone so we can hear more of you. Thank you so much. Have a great holiday. Take care. Yeah. Bye-bye. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with another Mark, and of course, Mark L. Towell, and we're going to be talking about Humana, and of course, Humana open enrollment in California. We're almost done with that, and just making sure that you've got your insurance and your Medicare and all that stuff in order. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805 405 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
Have you ever seen a tiger tear open a holiday gift? Or in the same day, visited Santa's village and a baby chimpanzee? Or spotted real reindeer and snapped photos for proof? During Reindeer Romp at the LA Zoo, families get into the holiday spirit in the wildest ways. And on weekends, there's even more to enjoy, like photos with Santa, ice sculptures, and live shows. LA's wildest holiday tradition. Reindeer Romp at the LA Zoo, daily through January 8th. Tickets as low as $15 at lazoo.org/reindeer.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome again to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And, of course, we're going to be talking about really starting your journey to better health and, of course, your medical health prescription. That is the time right now. And, of course, we've got Mark Eltrevel will be joining us. He is the West Division Leader for Humana. And we're going to find out a little bit about Medicare, AEP, and if any of you have any questions in this, we would love for you to share them and see what we can do to get that, answered for you. Again, let's welcome Mark. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks for having me on, Kim.
You are so welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your role.
Okay, well, I work for a company called Humana, which offers prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans across the country. I'm the West Division Leader and Vice President for the Western States for Humana.
Great, great. And so what is going on right now? I know that we're on a deadline, I guess you would say, right? And when is the Medicare AEP and, what questions should we be asking to consider a Medicare Advantage plan?
Yes, well, first of all, I mean, you're right on that we do have a deadline looming here. So AEP is the annual election period. That's the time of year when people with Medicare would be able to make a choice about what plans and coverage they have for the next year. So each year, Medicare prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans and other plans under the Medicare program make changes that are effective on January 1st. And people with Medicare have from October 15th, so it's already underway, up until December 7th to review their plans, understand what changes have happened with their plans, and determine whether they want to stick with their plans or if it would be in their best interest to make a change in plan for the next year.
Great. And now what, I know where a lot of the confusion comes in, what is the difference between Medicare A, B, C, and D?
Well, starting with Medicare Parts A and B, that describes the hospital for Part A and physician services coverage under Part B that's available under traditional Medicare. That does not include, perhaps most importantly, any coverage for prescription drugs or pharmaceuticals. That kind of coverage is only available either under a Medicare Advantage plan that also offers coverage for prescription drugs under the Part C of the program, or directly through a prescription drug plan, also known as PDP, which is what's offered and available under Part D of the Medicare program.
Great, okay. And can someone save money when choosing a medical plan, a Medicare plan and prescription drug plan? I mean, is that the idea? Can we still save money in this?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, first of all, it's important to know, again, that traditional Medicare doesn't have any prescription drug coverage. So people with Medicare would want to find a plan that covers whatever their prescription drug needs are. And you can either buy, like I said, a PDP, a prescription drug plan, which is available from companies like Humana. We have one where we partnered with Walmart that is available for premiums as low as $17 across the country and includes preferred generic coverage with copays starting out with just $1. So that's one way to save money, is by making sure that you have prescription drug coverage either through a PDP like that or through a Medicare Advantage prescription drug plan, what's known as an MAPD plan, that also includes coverage for your prescription drugs, but then would also include lots of other benefits that would help you save in other ways as well.
Okay, great. And I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us or starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, we're talking with Mark L12. Did I get that right?
Yes.
And
very good.
Very good. Okay, perfect. And why should someone consider Medicare Advantage plan if Medicare is available to all of the ages of, 65 and older?
Well, Medicare Advantage plans cover everything that's covered by traditional Medicare, and they do so in ways that often will help you save money, as to your earlier question. They also will cover things that are not covered by traditional Medicare. So if you start with ways to save money, then you can think about Medicare Advantage plans and look for plans that have co-pays that are fixed, so you know what it's going to cost you when you go to the doctor, or have no deductibles so that your first visit is covered and you don't have to pay anything, and have maximum out-of-pocket cost coverage so that the amount of money that you spend in any given year will be limited by that maximum out-of-pocket benefit. They also oftentimes will cover prescription drug benefits, so that your drugs are covered, and then include additional benefits even beyond that. Things like dental and vision are often covered by Medicare Advantage plans, or Humana plans will offer gym memberships through a program we call Silver Sneakers.
Mm.
And so there's many additional benefits that are available, both to help you save money and to provide additional services to you that would not otherwise be available under traditional Medicare.
Great. And now I know that you guys also have some baby boomer new health surveys. We talked about that. What were some of the top line findings?
Well, sure. I mean, we're talking about coverage for your health. And there's a recent survey that showed that baby boomers, find health to be extremely important to them, as most of us do, but that they also have a positive outlook on their health, with almost 78% of them stating that their health was either good or excellent, which is quite remarkable. But even though they think their health is good to excellent, fully 60% of them reported some degree of difficulty completing just 30 minutes of vigorous exercise daily. So it's important to have coverage that helps you maintain health so that you can be active, you can be independent, and have the time with your family that you cherish.
Well, that sounds really good. So where can my listeners find out more about this? And do they have to go to like an insurance, person, or can they do this on their own, or how does that work?
If you have an agent that you trust that you're working with for insurance, they may be able to help you or refer you to somebody who can if they don't know Medicare Advantage programs. But there are a couple of good resources that people can access themselves directly. Medicare has a website that's quite informative and allows you to do research online. It's just medicare.gov. Or Humana has a website, and that will allow you to research what plans are available in your local area from Humana. That's humana.com/Medicare, and Humana is spelled H-U-M-A-N-A.
So one last question, not to cut you off, but okay,
sure.
When you're doing just Medicare through the government and you're doing Medicare through Humana, is it the same or is it so different?
A Humana Medicare Advantage plan would replace your traditional Medicare coverage.
Okay.
Like I said, it covers everything that traditional Medicare would cover, but it often includes many additional benefits that wouldn't be available under traditional Medicare, like prescription drugs, like the co-pays and the gym memberships and other additional benefits.
So there's other perks that have been added to Humana.
Exactly. And again, this is the time of year where you'd make an election for all of next year, so it's important to know what your needs are. And even if your plan that you have today is meeting your needs, that plan has very likely changed, and it's time to reevaluate and make sure that your plan still works, and if it doesn't, find one that'll be a better fit for you.
There you go. All right. Well, again, I so enjoyed talking with you. I just have to ask you, I know that you actually are into making some of your own wine, right? Talk to us for a second about that.
Yes, I am, actually. You know, with a friend of mine, we make a wine. We have three different labels. One is called Ankh, A-N-K-H. And,
okay, and what does that stand for?
An Ankh is an ancient Egyptian symbol. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. I have you're Egyptian. Already drinking this early. Huh?
I have a pen with an Ankh
on it.
Okay, and it's a cross with a loop on it, and it's called the Key of Life.
The Key of Life. Wow.
Yes, and we make a couple other wines. It's a great fun little hobby, and
how'd you get into that?
We enjoy it. Like I said, this friend of mine and I, we just enjoy sharing wines together, and we decided we'd try to see if we could make some wines that we could share and include sharing with our family and friends more broadly. So.
Wow. All right. Well, you'll have to call me back. We'll have to talk about that sometime. I think that's really fun, and my listeners would really like that. So.
Would love to.
Okay, great. Well, again, Mark, thank you so much for sharing this with all of our listeners and, of course, sharing some of your passion, too. And, again, give out the website one more time for my listeners.
Sure. The website for Medicare is medicare.gov, and for Humana, it's humana.com/Medicare.
You got it. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll talk to you soon. Happy holidays.
Great, thanks. Same to you, Kim.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I'm Kim, and we're talking about the Kim Pagano Show. And we want to give out something else. How about, Famous Dave's? And we've got some restaurant gift certificates to give away. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Our next guest, Chelsea Crockett, is with us, and of course we're going to be talking about Wish for Christmas. Can't get any more appropriate than that. And let's welcome Chelsea. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, nice to meet you guys.
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's kind of cold here in Illinois. That's why I'm
That's why I hear you shivering, right?
Yeah.
All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and thank you so much for joining us here on my show.
Yes, of course. Well, I am mostly known for having a YouTube channel. I've had it for almost 6 years now. And so I've grown up on YouTube, grown up online pretty much. And I think I'm part of an interesting generation where we saw the start of social media and we're seeing the growth of it. And it's just really interesting to be on like the forefront of it as an influencer. And so my platform's carried on to Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And so you could just search my name, Chelsea Crockett, if you're unfamiliar with my platform. But it pretty much, it's just been a place where I can share Christ and I can share who I am and where I find just my comfort, my security, and just share advice with young adults out there and teens and people who are growing up. And so I love just doing what I do, and I recently have done my first acting job in the movie Wish for Christmas.
That's awesome.
And, yeah.
Chelsea, how old are you?
I'm 18.
Nice. And so did you always, how did you just, you just started doing stuff on YouTube and it just blew up?
You could say that as a short little summary of it, but yeah. Essentially, I started when I was 13, and it all started from a passion of makeup, and I went from there. And over the years, of course, my relationship with God grew, and I just saw more importance in caring about other people's eternity and just caring about people in general. And so I started just incorporating who I truly am onto my videos and onto my platform.
I love it. I love it. And now, so this is your first role, correct?
Yes.
And
very first.
Yeah, congratulations on that. And so what drew you to the role in this film?
Well, I actually got an email from the director and producer, who are actually a couple. They write, produce, and direct films and even edit sometimes. And they love to do faith-based films. And what they loved about what I do is just simply that I share my faith. And they love just anyone who kind of just is genuine on off camera, of course. Like they just really go for people who are different and not necessarily, you know, the not always the popular celebrities. There are a few in here like Lee Allen Baker,
right,
and Bill Engvall. He's so funny. And Joey Lawrence and Jeff Schroeder are all super awesome people. But I think all of them are also awesome off camera. Like, they're so genuine. So
you're
sweet.
Talking about just really being, you know, genuine, correct? Not trying to kind of, you know, stay in with the group.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And I think as an 18-year-old and as you started as a 13-year-old, that's really pretty astonishing, I have to say, because I've got four children. And that's one of the things that I talk about that on my show, and I talk with that with my children, is that we all have our own gift. We all
right.
have our own gift. So if someone looks, you know, I'm just going to throw this out there. Someone looks good in, you know, tight pants and you look better in loose pants. You can't go, oh, God, now I'm not good because I don't know. That's what, you know what I mean? We all come in our
right.
own different shapes and sizes. And, you know, I also do hair. So, you know, a lot of people come in and they like, oh, my hair is so curly and my hair is so straight. And we always want what we don't, you know, don't have. And so I look at it as, wait a minute, this is what, you know, God gave you. This is your transportation in life. Why not make it your best?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's great too, though, when you recognize that about yourself. And then you just really try to grow it, like getting opportunities to speak if you're great at speaking in front of people, or getting opportunities to just serve one-on-one with kids if that's, like, what you've noticed that it is one of your strengths, and just really working on that. Because obviously, like you said, God gave you those gifts for a reason, and if you're using them, then all of us as together as a church can help each other and benefit each other, because we're not just singly each and every one of us don't embody all the, you know, gifts or strengths or talents.
No, we all have our
right,
different strengths. And exactly. But I love that. I mean, that's one of my goals, is to start a, you know, a universal support team. So when one person, you know, is feeling weak on that one, somebody else is going to go, oh, gosh, no problem. I'm going to lift you up right here. And that's
right.
what it's all about. And so I love that I think we're very similar in those thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so important to recognize it.
Yeah. Now, is that the thoughts of your parents, too, and your family?
Well, my family, yeah, they actually, I mean, they support me and all that I do and everything. And, of course, we're all very different. So we try to help and lift each other up whenever different things are going on or whatever. And it is unique to just have the family aspect of it, because I feel like sometimes, you know, we all have weak moments where we're yelling at our brother or sister, or our parents and I aren't getting along, but we're always, in the end,
there's,
you know,
an underlying understanding.
There.
Exactly.
Right.
So let's talk about Wish for Christmas, okay? And So what are the similarities of this and other Christmases, you know, classics, such as It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah, so I've heard so much about It's a Wonderful Life, but I have never actually seen it.
Oh, Chelsea, you're going to have to check it out. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking with Chelsea Crockett, and we're talking about Wish for Christmas. So is there, it seems like this is obviously a great film for family, right?
But is there
a lesson in there, or is there something that, you know, we would want to kind of not tell anybody about it, but what lesson do you find?
I think it really captures the essence of Christmas and keeping Christ at the center of Christmas, but also it really embodies the whole message of how important relationships are, because, you know, we got to love God, we got to love people, you know, right after that, and putting others before ourselves. And I think it's really important to, I mean, whenever I watched this film, I mean, I was in it, but I didn't necessarily see all of the scenes take place, or until I actually saw the whole film together, I just realized how genuine it was and everything that just was portrayed. And in my part, I play Ava, which is a bullied character, actually, by Anna, which is the main character. And at the beginning, she kind of picks on Ava a little bit, and just because I think Anna has some insecurities, and she was very, you know, materialistic and wanted everything her way, and she noticed that I had some weaknesses, and she just kind of picked on those.
Oh, but then she saw your, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
As the film progressed, change of heart just changes everything.
Wow.
And I end up being friends with the very person that, picked on me, and I had no friends. And,
okay, so that means never burn your bridge, right? Because you never know when you have to cross over it is what I'm hearing. I love this. Now, where can my listeners find out more about this? And where can they purchase it, right?
Yeah. You can actually get it at Redbox. I love Redbox. You can get movies really cheap.
Okay.
And rent them. And then you can actually get it at Walmart, too, as well. So Walmart, Redbox, available, and then I believe the trailer is also out on YouTube. You
okay. Well, perfect. Well, I thank you so much for joining us here on my show, and definitely listen and share our podcast and, of course, my station here, and, of course, KimPaganoShow.com. You can hear them all there. And, Chelsea, happy holidays, and I can't wait to see you in this. And congratulations, and we'll have to follow you, and you have to come back on.
Awesome. Yes, I'd love to. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. All right. We are at the end of our first hour. And of course, we have a whole nother hour on. And of course, we always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. And of course, today's is Love the Giver More Than the Gift. So with that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back. ¶¶